Welcome to Couldn't Care Less.
I'm looking at old ass ladies, dude.
Me and my cousin touch wieners.
I love shooting little children in the face.
You're gay. Gay, gay, gay.
Welcome, everybody.
Peace.
Peace is a song. I can't
help but feeling that I'm Joe Walsh. Living a life of illusion. It's in the beginning of 40-year-old Virgin when he's walking around with a boner.
Oh, word. Yeah. That'd be a good one to watch again.
I love that movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up. Probably two of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Comedies, I would say.
Came out like right around that same time. It was a good streak.
Both Judd Apatow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those two movies for sure. That and Talladega Nights came around at the same time. I know you're not a fan of it, but I think Talladega is secretly like one of the better comedies out there.
I don't have any bad wishes against the movie. It's just like my experience against it was completely obliterated by my brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the exact same way the Blair Witch Project was, too. And I was forced to watch it in the afternoon with a glare on the tube television.
Oh, yeah.
And the volume was turned down so that we weren't waking my stepmother, who was ill.
Mm. Ill or ill?
She's recovering from some, like, cancer.
Oh, okay. So ill.
Yeah. It's like some sort of cancer you get when you take it from a 30-year-old man when you're 15.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, no Martin. He's going to spend time working and developing his relationship with his wife.
Yeah. I was like, I thought that was a joke at first. But he must have a different kind of relationship. They must not see each other ever.
It does seem like one of those. He texted us in the group text and he was like, yeah, I won't be there tomorrow. And I was like, oh, what's up? And he's like, oh, just the first weekend in a while, me and my wife had time together, so I'm going to spend time with her. And it's like one of those texts you see in like a, I don't know, a compilation video of like things guys never say.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know what would make this really good is if my girl was here.
Or in a romantic comedy.
Yeah. I saw a guy who he made fake plans with his friends, and then on the day he was supposed to go, he in front of his girlfriend called up his buddy and was like, "Hey man, I'm not going to make it. I think I'm just going to spend the night with my lady." And she's just sitting there like wide-eyed getting all, you know, like, oh my God, he's canceling plans for me. But there were no plans the entire time. He's just making it up.
Yeah.
It's a good strat. I should try it.
That actually is.
Hey, I'm going to call you and it's going to be weird, but just go with it. Okay, dude? Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, man, sorry. You know, it'd be nice, but I think just spending a night with my lady would be way better. Said next no man ever.
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday what?
So on Tuesday is our anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. How long is that now?
Years.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Cool. Do you want to take a real guess at
no,
it?
No, it's like it's 17 or it's 17 or 18.
17 or 18?
I'm like, it can't be 18 years. That's like insane.
Should
dude.
We call her?
I mean, do you want to? No. We're not going to do that. But no, I mean, it's at least 17 years.
Okay.
I doubt it's 18 years.
Okay.
Nice. She's probably playing video games or taking a nap. So.
I buy Cammy a gold-dipped rose every anniversary. I know, I'm super fancy. And so whenever I have to question it, I just count the roses. And then I know they're up there in the bedroom. I know exactly how many years we've been together because I buy it every time.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm not smart enough to have ever thought of that, like as like a ploy.
It's definitely, dude, it works in so many ways. Because then I'm like, she really likes them. So I'm like, hey, you want a whole dozen?
The thing is,
you don't have
like,
to stick around.
Our anniversary like started on an argument to begin with. And of like what day it was, you know, not like we were arguing and then we hooked up. But,
yeah, yeah.
It was like, oh, when did this all start? You know, and I was like, it was in June. No, it was in May. I just remember it was nice out. It's not nice in May.
Right. Yeah, we had the same argument because technically we were kind of seeing each other, but yeah. It wasn't official until you never even know. You don't have this conversation where you're like, oh, this is official today.
Yeah, like, yeah.
That wasn't a conversation. We were just started seeing each
and
other.
See, that's kind of how I thought it was too, I guess. But I, you know, it was official the day that the P and the V met, and pussy.
Yeah. I guess that would be easier if anybody got married anymore, you know, because then you have a day.
Yeah,
that's our anniversary from now on. Set day.
Yeah,
because
between
me and her, we have like a 3-day argument window. Where it's like, no, technically, you know?
Yeah.
We weren't together then. It was basically that Monday.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, after a while, you would be in
it's
debt.
It's been far longer than my biological mother and father put up with each other.
Yeah, right. God, that's so true. Anyway, how are you, man? We saw, I think I talked about it last week, you weren't here, but we saw Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. You thought it was pretty good. You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. I really dug it, actually. Yeah. The more I think about it, even. I really want to see it in the theater again, to be totally honest.
I thought it was good. It just maybe a little too long. Like, there was certain parts of it that could have been shortened.
Had like a 5-minute intermission where they could have propped the door open with the exit sign so that you could just kind of quickly go in and out of that door.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah. Just as
like I really wasn't thinking about smoking the whole time. I really wasn't. It's just after 2.5 hours, you're like, okay, get to the conclusion. Finish it.
I guess certain movies I just don't feel that. I didn't necessarily feel that movie was too long, other than like when I would think back on like all the act beats and stuff, because like the movie starts and it has an epilogue. It doesn't start in act one. It has an epilogue. Mm-hmm. And in fact, probably kind of like two epilogues, really.
Yeah.
And then it kind of goes into the first act, and then and by the time the second act at end is where you're obviously like, ah, damn it, this should be basically over by now. They should have just rushed through this moment to get here.
There was just a lot.
But by the time it concluded, like, all the human stuff, the ape stuff, like, the way that all concluded, I loved it so much, because it was like, the humans aren't good or bad. Everybody's just fighting for their own survival. They're like, we're not friends. We're just allies at best. Mm. And I liked that they really are not making the movies like too, even the last ones, they're all like kind of bummer endings. Like there's like a little bit of happy conclusion, but it's all like pretty heavy in the end. Like,
mm-hmm.
The stakes that were, you know, had to be dealt with, I guess. But
I do have a question. Remind me when we take a break. I have a question. I don't want to ruin it because it's a spoiler, but I do want to talk about the very ending of that movie.
Yeah.
And you also have been watching a little show called X-Men 97.
Yeah, I actually just finished it this morning. I watched the last episode on the TV.
Now, for those of the people who don't know what you're talking about, this is a remake, basically.
It is a
continuation. Okay.
Of X-Men. It picks up
of the hit series X-Men animated series that came out in the late 90s.
Yeah, and Fox, mid-90s.
Mid-90s to late? Okay, so 97 is where it picks up?
Because it ended in 97, the series did. Yeah, and so it's like the time is like then, and this whole season is just like, they combined like two really good like storylines that were both from the 90s, actually, and
I mean, it's way better than any X-Men movie that has come out, you know, like, in my opinion. Like, there was, like, stakes, there were deaths, there were...
Oh, I love stakes.
I mean, it was awesome. Yeah.
Cameos
galore by the end.
My favorite comic book series is X-Men by far.
Same.
I've read almost all of it at one point or another. I got that like Marvel Unlimited app that you can get.
Yeah, we've talked about that a long time ago.
For a couple years. I mean, I was off and on. I was in and out of it. But for a couple years, I went through basically issue one all the way up to the late 90s. And I stopped there.
Word. So do you recall reading about like... Onslaught?
No.
Or the... Because that's like right when I started picking up comics, and that was at the late 90s.
And that's a story arc, Onslaught?
Okay. Yeah, so right at the end of...
Maybe I'm just misremembering.
So like basically like this thing comes out of Professor Xavier, and it's like a combination of Xavier and Magneto's like psyches.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like psychic, pure psychic power.
Okay,
and
that's maybe around where I stopped. And so maybe it wasn't so much late
90s. They used that to reset the Marvel comics and killed off like all the non-mutant characters. So they restarted like Iron Man,
right.
Fantastic Four, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's where I bailed, honestly.
Word.
Probably right before that, because I saw it coming.
And honestly, that was... So there's a little bit after that where there's a storyline called Operation Zero Tolerance, and that plays heavily into this.
Right.
Right after it. And
I'm always
it's
super
like
surprised to find...
Super well used.
Some of the best story arcs in X-Men. I'm not a big... I don't read other comics, but some of the big story arcs like Days of Future Past and whatnot, they're very short. They're only a couple issues long.
Yeah.
You know, and you would
they have like sometimes they have like branching things.
But your main storyline on like Days of Future Past or the Phoenix Saga, those are relatively short, basically.
Yeah.
You know, I was very surprised to like get through them quickly.
The height of my comic collecting, I was like very into getting the Age of Apocalypse, which was like a very big thing in the 90s, which was like just before the Onslaught stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably like the summer before they wrapped that up. But so I went back and I bought a lot of stuff, and I went to comic stores and I tried to buy a lot of the issues, because like for 4 months, all the Marvel comics like became like the Age of Apocalypse. And so like all the X-Men things especially. Yeah. But then even like a couple things, like maybe the Fantastic Four might have even been involved. But and that's like a really... kind of drawn out, like really interesting storyline. I'm not going to go into it now for the
listeners. We shouldn't. But, but X-Men 97, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up, thumbs like up. Hardcore. Like I said, I mean, if you're into X-Men at all, it's better than any movie that has come out in the last 20 years.
And that's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
The all.
Yep, yep.
Our overseers.
Yeah, the overlord.
Yeah, yep. Let's get into some stuff, huh? I do have a couple things I do want to talk about. First off, we should catch up. You weren't here last week, and now Marty's not here this week. We do need to have a sit down, all of us together, and talk about this absenteeism and how we can maybe stop that. But last week, Tiffany sent in an email, Mystery Tiff, where she... You didn't listen, obviously, right?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No,
not
very
yet.
Silent.
Fuck you. You're not listening to it. She sent in this stuff, and she found an AI that kind of basically turns your voice into celebrities, right? So she recorded a message from Trump. Now, we played this last week. I'm going to play it for you. I'll probably cut it out for the final edit, but just so everybody knows, Nathan's going to hear the Trump thing.
Now, let me tell you something, Stephen, Mr. DiBella. A lot of guys usually like women, but not Steve. Steve not like a lot of guys, but he likes a lot of guys. Probably billions. He's from New Jersey. Some would probably say it's a trashy place. Not me. I wouldn't say that. But New Jersey is a trashy place. Steven is terrible. Really. Really terrible. His podcast is the greatest failure. You know that. I know that. Tremendously bad. Maybe Joe Biden would be proud of your podcast. Not me.
So that was Trump talking about her show.
That was brilliant. So did she write that?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to call her and ask her at some point. But it's pretty funny.
It is.
And hurtfully accurate.
Yeah. I was going to say, the writing, the wording is great.
So. DiBella.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to cut some sound clips out of that. And she also sent one for you. Now, I don't know who this is or what this is. It just says, was listening to the radio and it seemed every song was about Nathan. Attached below.
Oh, Nathan. Why can't you just zip it?
Oh, that Nathan. That man can yammer all day long. Got more words. And a jukebox got old songs. Hey, now Nathan, with your ceaseless tales. He's just expressively wild. Beneath that talk lies wisdom, oh child.
Right on. So that's her flicking through radio stations.
My jaw hurts
about
from
you.
Smiling, just to say.
That's pretty good. And I mean, the amount of effort that goes into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, honestly, Tiff, we highly appreciate it. Send you
I see,
music.
I see there's not one for Marty, just gay.
It just does. Gay. And it just says gay. That's all it says. Which she did get back to me. We were confused about that. And she says it's because she didn't get to finish Martin's. So we should look forward to Martin's.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Martin's cool. Segment cool. Coming up here. But yeah, thanks, Tiff. Appreciate it. Very funny. Steven's gay. Everybody knows it. I know it. You know it. Steve is gay. Here's a crazy video, dude. This kid's just chilling in his living room, and all of a sudden there's a drive-by outside. Dude, so close. So crazy close to getting shot.
Oh, word. I'm like, dude, so what does Gordon Ramsay have to do
Gordon
with this?
Gordon Ramsay shot him.
I was like, there's no way he was getting shot at.
There he is, going to sit on his couch. Just chilling. Right through the window. Straight up, man. Like, how crazy close is that?
Yeah, dude, he was seriously there just a second ago.
Yeah, no, I mean, really, it's a fucking miracle he wasn't killed.
But why? Why was that house shot at? Like,
it was in Texas. It was just a drive-by. They have a video of the outside, and there is a group of dudes just hanging out on the sidewalk, and then you see a car just drive by and start firing. So it's just, you know, probably
they were shooting
something
at
gang.
The guys.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. He was just behind the house that they were hanging out in, or in front of. It was in Fort Worth.
Did any of the guys that were getting shot at get shot?
Let's find out. four bullets flying into the apartment as the kid chills on his couch. It seemed like a lot more than that, but...
Man, I mean, you know, like, that picture there of him just, like, crouched down like that is just, like, you know, you see your own kid in that pose, and it just makes my stomach turn, dude.
Six others were injured, ranging in age from 3 to 19, with a toddler taking the hardest hit after being shot in the drive-by. Her six-year-old brother was also hit, but luckily both survived and are recovering from their wounds. God damn, dude. There's the video of the guys sitting outside. I don't know if you want to see that. They're wearing red.
Oh.
Why?
So crazy.
Every
like,
time.
I watched this thing a while ago, too, where they're basically talking about, like, all that shit's just, like, such bullshit.
What?
The whole red-blue thing, Crips, Bloods, color thing is just, like, an excuse. And
yeah.
To
a degree.
Yeah. And there's just kind of, like, a wishy-washiness to that, even.
I'm sure there is. I mean, the mob had a good idea. Let's form an organization. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The more we fight each other, the less money we'll make.
Yeah.
That's a problem. So they got together, they had a secret meeting, and things were very prosperous for a very long time. I mean, shit, I think the official mafia started in about 1925 to 1930, maybe even 1920. They didn't fully get rid of, like, the institutionalized fucking mob until, like, the late 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was a long time they were running shit.
Yeah.
So, and there's still shit going on today. It's not as prominent as it used to be, but there's still.
Like rigging McDonald's games and.
Yeah, no shit. All right, here's the video from the outside.
Damn.
Just a bunch of kids. Oh, that red vehicle, it looks like.
God
damn, dude.
That kid there is just shot, you know? It's just like.
Oh, this little girl, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all I could like really even see, to be honest. Like,
I hope they catch these fucks.
Yeah, seriously, man. Like, anybody who would shoot at a crowd of children to begin with, man, it's like, do what they did to the Night Stalker, man. Drag him out into the streets and just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And until cops have to come and like drag you off of him and, you know, like.
No arrests have been made. One of the boys' mothers, there was a GoFundMe to started for one of the boys' mothers to move out of that fucking neighborhood.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Drive-by shootings. There is this thing. Did you see like the wormhole they put in New York to Dublin? It's like a big video screen.
Oh, yes, dude. I think that's awesome.
And you can instantly talk.
I think that's awesome. I think that's amazing. I think that should be everywhere, dude.
Yeah, except they had to close them down.
Okay.
Right?
That makes sense. Damn it.
Because people aren't being appropriate with it. Now, in some cases, nice. You know what I mean? This chick in New York is just flashing Dublin.
Oh, I thought. She's just like, do a quick flash. Come on. Quit showboating.
Yeah. But also, you know, people just holding up their phone for porn. You know what I mean? There's like a ton of stuff going on that was super inappropriate, and they had to take it all down. It's over. People ruin it. Now this, I mean, that's bringing people together, right?
I mean, I got to say, that side boob jump thing is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'd like to see her face. It could ruin the whole thing. Maybe that's why they were so upset. They were like, they couldn't see the nice, shapely titties because they were like, gross, dude.
Right.
What is it her nose or her lips that's fucked up? Like, but that's a shame because that, I think, is a brilliant idea and that should just exist.
I'm looking up best moments.
It's like I feel dumb for not even having considered that, but it's kind of a bummer, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, come on, society. Like, can't we? And I know I'm supposed to be the class clown here, but like.
You want to see.
See what you could have had, Keith?
Flashing a dead guy is one thing, but how about dozens of people across the planet?
What do you expect, Ray? Like, I feel like that's bound to happen.
On Tuesday, an art installation in Manhattan called The Portal got shut down before even making it a week. The idea was for New Yorkers to be able to connect with folks 3,000 miles away in Dublin, Ireland via a 24/7 live stream, but then. You know,
something was blurred out on the other side. They're like a guy had a dick out or something.
And flipping the bird. Wait, hold on. New Yorkers? What? Even though there has been security guarding the installation around the clock, it apparently became time for a reset. Here's the moment they pulled the plug with a message that now reads, Portal is asleep. Back up soon.
That was so fun. I don't know why.
You don't know why?
Be able to do it.
That's
uniting
the world. That's right.
In a statement, the group running.
Yeah.
Okay, so the thing is like, really, they should just let it go because that'll run its course. You know,
yeah.
that moment of like, you know, just try to maintain it, you know, keep it clean for one, like physically clean, but also just have like a moderator there to be like, come on, knock it off, dude. You know, like don't make it like criminal. Like
now it's going to be a thing where people really want to do that.
Yeah. And it's like people just need, I mean, unfortunately, the thing is people just need to like walk away when that happens. Like, ah, you ruined it, you stupid whore. You stupid, beautiful titted slut. Get out of here.
Shame.
Give me your name. Write your
Shame.
Number down.
yeah, no, it wasn't there a thing with Shia LaBeouf? Didn't
he
do
that
a
art
thing?
Installation? Yeah.
Yeah, for Trump, right? He will not divide us or whatever. You never heard of that?
I mean, I didn't know that it was like related to anything like that, I guess, but he's probably done multiple things, I suppose.
We watched Transformers the other day, and you know, he makes that movie.
Yeah.
He's great in that movie.
Yeah, he really does.
The rest
and like,
of it sucks.
When I saw this behind the scenes thing with him, actually, I had so much respect for him. He's basically like on the corner of that building, right? And they have it all backwards, dude, but Megatron's like, give me that cube, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you'll never get this all spark, Megatron.
Yeah.
And so this behind the scenes thing, Shia LaBeouf is like, are you sure that's what I should be saying? I feel so gay right now. Like, it just doesn't seem right. And like, and I'm like, yeah, Megatron should be calling it the all spark, and he should be calling it a cube.
Yeah.
You'll never get this cube.
Yeah, yeah,
and it just seems so. And ever since like I heard that for the first time, I was it sounds so weird and
it
forced
does.
And fake.
But Michael Bay, man, he's a tyrant.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Do it!
Is that him?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
that's Adam Sandler.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it could be Michael Bay.
Yeah,
just do it.
Yeah. So they shut that down. Hopefully, one day we can all have pleasant communications across the globe. the Mirage in Vegas is closing down. That's been around for a little bit. I've never been to Vegas personally.
Oh, that's the Mirage. Yeah,
yeah.
I was like trying to picture it, but yeah,
that's going down.
So I've been there once. I was 21 and my aunt, my grandma was celebrating her 70th birthday
in Vegas.
Yeah. Huh. And my aunt was taking her and my grandpa because Cher was doing like a final figure quotes final tour. And, my aunt's a huge Cher fan.
That's
so,
just funny, dude.
Yeah. She's like, oh, we're going to do this. And I kind of tagged along at the last minute. Cause they're like, oh, I mean, you're old enough. So like, you can go. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And, we went to see Riverdance. And then mostly I was just like kind of by myself.
Riverdance? You've seen Riverdance?
Lord of the Dance, actually.
Oh my
yeah.
Lord. Dude.
It was legitimately pretty awesome. Can you turn the queer down in my mic, please?
Who? I mean, I guess if you're going with your grandma and she really wants to go, sure.
I don't have it in me anymore, but like growing up, it was like kind of like a thing that I would like do this mock river dance.
Uh-huh.
And was like kind of good at it. And in the sense that I had like some of the mannerisms. My feet weren't like right necessarily, but it was like the stiff upper body and the moving around.
You're gay.
but yeah, we went to that and I thought it was awesome. And then went and did a tiny bit of philandering around Vegas. And
yeah. I mean,
got insanely drunk and.
That sounds cool. I've never been. They're taking down the Mirage, though. They're replacing it with a place called the Hard Rock, which is going to be in the shape of a guitar. A giant hotel in the shape of a guitar, apparently. So we'll see how that turns out.
It seems like it'd be very limited space.
You know what's cool, though, is really reading into this story. I don't know why I found it so interesting. But so the cooks in Vegas are unionized.
It's probably like an amp, too.
Yeah, there you go. The cooks in Vegas are unionized.
Yeah.
And they've been unionized since like 1989 or something like that. And in their contract, since they're all going to be technically laid off by the company that's employing them right now, the Mirage, they get as a severance package $2,000 per year that they've worked there, right? So if you've worked there from the beginning, you're about to get like $60,000 in severance and then have the opportunity to get hired back on, which more than likely they'll do because they have to use the unions for the cooking. So this place closing down gets you $60,000 and you get a vacation and then you just come back and get to work again for the same, basically the same people. It's a different management, but, you know, everybody running it's going to be the same pretty much.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. I mean,
1989.
There's just like a way of living, I feel, that like we just won't ever fully comprehend, you know. We'll read about it like that and like...
For a while there, I really highly considered trying out what do you call them now?
A mango.
I've had mango. A boat.
A dinghy. A yacht. Cruise ship.
Yes. There you go. Thank you. trying out cruise ship work for a little while. Because technically, you know, you can go to San Diego. You just work for this company. It's a schedule where it's like 3 weeks on, 2 weeks off type deal.
Yeah.
So you just spend the 3 weeks that you are working, you are on, you're in the quarters. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to go above deck and shit like that, but you're still in a pretty cool, interesting place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're working for 3 weeks and then you get back and you're in San Diego with a full, like, you know, paycheck to spend. And then you just go back out on the boat, go down to the Caribbean and shit, you know? It had its interesting points to it. But,
absolutely.
I was single like and that, no kids at the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's things like that that it's like, fuck you, Dad. Like, why couldn't you have encouraged, like, why couldn't you have, like, pointed me in these kinds of directions at least, you know? Like, instead it's like, don't leave, stay here where I can watch you. And my mom fucked me. No, my dad fucked me.
Oh, okay. My
mom fucked me.
My dad fucked me. yeah, no, that there was also this idea I had when I was younger. And it was because, you know, when you're younger and a dude and you're just going out to the bars in a place like this, there's a lot of competition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're not special in any way. I had no real talents or anything. I wasn't particularly good looking. I could be funny, but that was about it. And I was like, you know, if you move to a place where you have an interesting accent all of a sudden, that gets you in the door. That's like two steps in the door right there. So I was like, I should just go to England for a while and just try my luck getting laid off of just my accent. I don't even need to be interesting, really.
Yeah.
I would get a percentage of women just off of the accent.
There would be like another American guy there and he'd be getting laid constantly. And chicks would just be like, fuck you, American pig. Ugh, you and your stinking fucking American shit ways.
Jersey sucks.
That's a Jersey fact.
yeah.
Like, no, I said Montana.
yeah, no, that would be my luck. Going to some place and there's just a dude that's just slightly better looking than me. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Shit.
And they just treat him completely different. Dude, when I was in middle school, okay, so I moved to live with my dad in middle school and it was miserable, right? Like a couple months into seventh grade. And that is like when boys start to become the worst creatures that they will be in their lives, probably. I mean, some people become serial killers, but they were shittier when they were 13. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And
gross.
Yeah. Didn't wear deodorant.
Yeah. Constantly sticky or something.
Kept putting his fingers in his butt.
Yeah, there's like stains on his pants.
fuck, what was I getting at now? Moving to live with my dad. It was terrible. School.
Getting laid.
Oh, I wasn't getting laid in middle school.
I know you weren't getting laid. The struggle is real, but that's what we were talking about. Me moving to England to having an
So I moved there, and everybody fucking hates me. They're like, look at this stupid fucking piece of shit. And I just, like, there was this girl from my church there, and I was like, oh, Katie, hey. And she's like, oh, hey. that was like our whole interaction. Like, I knew her personally, you know? Mm-hmm. And at school, I was like the plague to her.
You were a pariah.
Yeah. No. And then, like, a month later, this fucking kid comes in and his whole family moves from Australia. And he's in my class. He's got a brother in my brother's class.
Yeah.
Everybody loved him. I'm from Australia. Oh yeah, mate. And just and every, oh, you're so cool. And I was just like, I fucking hate you, Michael. You fucking suck. Everything about you sucks. There's nothing nice or fun or cool about you, and people like you for your stupid voice. And I hated.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I hated that time of my life, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, those aren't good times. Middle school isn't a good time for a teenage boy or girl, really.
Yeah, especially to move somebody during that time is like, if I ever see that, I'm like, you done fucked up a little bit, all right? Like, it's not my kid's job to be your kid's friend.
Yeah.
Your kid had friends and you took them away from him.
Let's take a break.
Good time.
Yeah. Take a break. We'll come back. Haven got at us. He's got some stuff to say. And then
I bet that's going
to
be positive.
A story or two to talk about. So we'll just do that. Okay. Stick around, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Got a nice compliment from somebody who started listening to the show. Not so much on the quality of the show, like content-wise, but well-produced, he said. Like, he's had a few friends that have been like, start a podcast, and he listens to it, and it's basically them talking in an echoey room, playing stuff through a microphone on their phone. So that was a nice compliment. Thank you, guys. Hopefully others agree. I think I would be a much better producer than on a show.
When did you get that? When did you start learning how to do...
Do what?
To do all this, to call this up.
Oh. I don't know. I've always had the idea of doing a podcast. Like, as soon as it was, like, a thing out there, I was like, oh, that'd be awesome.
Ever since Kevin Smith started doing it.
Yeah, there you go. my sister started one, Heather. She's been on the show. She had a show for a little while. She discontinued it. She, you know, she had another kid and all that stuff. So it was just life.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, exactly. And so she had all this microphone equipment, this recording equipment. I was like, I'll buy it off of you. And I bought it for cheap. And then I got a new soundboard. This I bought on my own. And then it's just been kind of trial and error since then, you know. And it took me about 6 months to get recording down properly, you know.
Word.
But as far as, like, sound effects and sound quality and all that, that's been an ongoing learning process, you know.
Word. I honestly, when I first started listening to it, I was very surprised how well produced it was.
Thanks.
So,
that's the one thing we got.
Yeah.
Now, if only we were funny and interesting.
Now, Now, one thing I will say is that's probably something that is a skill set nowadays.
Yeah.
Production, mm-hmm. Podcast production.
For sure.
And,
You know what's funny is now knowing as much as I do about producing a podcast, I listen to some of those higher end ones like Bad Friends or anything like that. And I notice things. I'm like, oh, you didn't do that right, man.
Yeah.
I would have done it better. I could have done it this way.
Yeah.
I think the gold standard, if you ever want to, like, learn what a show should be, and I've taken several tips and notes off of this show, The Howard Stern Show is by far the best produced radio show ever.
Yeah.
And I've listened to him my whole life, so I've just kind of naturally known certain things, like, oh, I should do this, and, you know, music transitions and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Sound effects, that's a big thing. You don't hear that in other podcasts.
So, like,
you don't hear
20s.
Early, that's a huge bitch.
You know,
early,
I mean?
Mid 20s, yeah.
early mid 20s.
Would you say you were listening to Howard?
I've been listening to Howard since I was in the womb, literally. My mom listened to Howard while she was pregnant with me. I obviously didn't listen like through elementary school and stuff.
She was that guy that. She was the lady that he was like doing the whoa, 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 the thing on the stereo.
Yeah, that was her. Yeah. Little known fact.
Speaking of which, I Didn't get to meet her. Steve refused to introduce me, but I saw Steve's mom the other day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
I was too slow on the draw to understand what was happening, but she's like asking for a guy named Steve, and I was like, who the fuck is this lady talking about, dude? There's no Steve over here. And then the door closes, and Jeremy's like, oh, he's next door. I'll go get him. And I'm like, oh, that guy.
My mom was in town. She was staying at the hotel that is attached to the place that I work. And she came and found me twice that weekend. My mom loves me way too much.
Nice.
Which is always nice. Yeah, you'd rather have a mom who loves you too much than not at all.
Yeah.
But it can lead to... She's gotten me fired before from jobs. From a job. She was directly responsible for me.
She would show up and...
I was calling her. It was very early on. I was like 22, 23. You're going through shit job after shit job, just trying to find your way. And this one company was really screwing me over on hours and stuff, and I wasn't getting the appropriate pay, and I was planning on talking to them about it. But I was just, she called me, how you doing? And I was just bitching about life, you know? And I mentioned that the company wasn't doing me right. And she's like, oh, okay. And I didn't think anything of it. She got off the phone with me. Immediately looked up that number, called up the company I work for, and demanded they treat her son correctly. And the next day, I was brought in and fired. Having no idea what happened, leaving the place, then called her and was like, Mom, you won't believe it. They were screwing me on pay, and now they fired me. And she goes, oh. And I knew fucking immediately that she had overstepped her boundaries. So my mom can be that way for sure. and she, you know, she took every, when she came and got me that day, she brought me through that entire conference that she was at, because it's a hotel. They were in one of the rooms, and she introduced me to like 25 people. Now we're working. I'm covered in chicken juice and flour. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gross.
Yeah.
I'm hot. It was hot that day, so I'm already sweating. I'm just in sweating mode. There's no way to get out of it. And she's introducing me to everybody she works with one after another. It was a god-awful experience, man. Drove me nuts. I have anxiety. You know what I mean?
Where does she live?
She lives in Billings with everybody else.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, the whole family lives in Billings. But yeah, that's my mom, my mommy. Speaking of anxiety, Haven got at us, and he has a little thing about anxiety.
Anxiety.
Winner, winner, winner.
Anxiety. Anxiety.
I have anxiety. Major anxiety. It's a lot of the reason why I smoke, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I just need to, like, get myself out of social situations every so often just to, like...
Well, you should stop smoking and start taking fluoxetine. That's what I did.
Oh, fluoxetine, huh?
I don't know. That's the anti-anxiety medication I take. It's generic Prozac is what it is.
Okay.
And I also just recently watched a video about a girl who supposedly either her boyfriend murdered her or she stabbed herself in the stomach. Mm. You might have watched the same video, but...
I haven't.
She was on Prozac and drinking and doing coke and all kinds of other shit.
Good
combos.
It was
making her act erratic. But yeah, you're not supposed to drink and take...
Anti-anxiety?
Yeah, probably just that in general is a good idea, but...
Yeah. Well, let's see what Haven has to say about anxiety.
Whoa.
Oh, nope, that's not the right one. This one. He titled it, Are You On This, Steve? It's fun stuff.
Like a lot of people, I used to get bored all the time, but that was before I discovered anxiety. In the past, you had to wait around for things to go wrong before you could be miserable. But with anxiety, you're able to experience that misery just with the thought of how things could go wrong. And with anxiety, you don't have to take any additional pills or supplements, because anxiety works internally with your emotions to give you that crippling feeling like you're gonna die. And because anxiety works internally, other people can't see it, which means means you get 100% of the suffering with 0% of the sympathy. Order today and get 5 free panic attacks, which are great for job interviews, first dates, or any other social setting. Try anxiety today, because just because things are okay doesn't mean you have to be.
It's so true. It's 100% true. It's what ran through my head when I was thinking about my mom introducing me to all those people. It's just like, God, this is... nobody's going to understand how horrible this is right now. And it's just because I'm anxious.
Yeah.
but anyway, he sent us another thing. And this is just funny. This is just plain funny.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Where are the kids?
We have the house to ourselves. Thought we'd have some fun.
Are those crotchless panties? Oh, thank God. I thought you were sitting on the cat.
That's hilarious.
And his wife participated in it, so she's got a sense of humor.
Right, yeah. Maybe it was a sister and they're just doing a bit, you know?
Yeah.
Like an old sketch comedy brother-sister duo.
Yeah, yeah. So gross. Oh, man. Anyway.
Went to the Rodney Street block party yesterday.
Okay.
I think is what they called it, but it's...
let's please to explain. Rodney Street is not the greatest street in town, right? Is that appropriate?
It is an infamous street in Helena, and is home of the Jester's Bar, I suppose. Is like kind
it's
of
it's been
like
featured
this,
in
this kind of
it's been
area.
Featured in Intervention, the TV show.
Yes, yes, and is also like almost immediately adjacent to the jailhouse courthouse.
Yep.
Or not the courthouse, but the jailhouse.
Why is that always the case? Why is around the jail always the worst
weird
place
yeah.
in town? You
yeah,
know? You'd think people would be on their best behavior. And
I used to live up on that street, so you know we just like right there, and yeah, I don't know, you kind of become a part of the neighborhood, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyways, they're having a they've been doing things where they really cleaned up that street, where it's like it's just like completely redone. They chopped down all the trees down that road so they could widen the streets and redo them.
Mm-hmm.
And replanted them, and everybody's like, ah, it looks like crap. It's like, well, you know, it's gonna be better, you know, the trees will grow back, get
yeah.
over it.
Yeah.
And it, they just kind of redid all this area. It looks kind of nice, honestly. A little better
right
in the daylight. In the daylight. And so they had this thing, and it was like, you know, all these stands out there where, you know, it's like preventing STDs and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of them, like handing out condoms and whatever. And they also, like a bunch of tables were handing out gun locks. So this is kind of where I was going with this for some reason. But
okay.
I thought it was like interesting that everybody like just had that. Like I was like, oh, that's kind of cool to just hand that out. And it's just something at least to be like a little bit. Nobody who has owns a gun is going to be like, I ain't putting a lock on my gun. Like that'll make it harder for me to kill. But I think it's kind of cool that they're, you know, doing that. I took a couple.
Nice.
Because they're just handing them out. And then they had all kinds of other shit. There was just like community outreach sort of stuff and it's like charities, whatever. And you go around to these tables and have them sign stuff, collect all their trinkets and garbage.
Okay.
And then you get a free hot dog or a hamburger at the end.
How nice.
That was cooked on Rodney Street and a bag of chips and a water.
Was there a drum circle there?
No. Probably. I mean, there was like a guy doing rapping, instantaneous rapping.
Freestyle.
Yes.
Okay. It's all right. I was struggling with cruise ship before, so we're in the same boat.
The same dinghy.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's that, and then there's girls who were dressed, I think, in like tacky modern Native American garb, doing what I thought was like belly dancing at one point from a distance. Like, I don't know. It just seemed like mismatched and out of place. Like, I didn't really look at it too much, but I was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm sure they're appropriating and bastardizing something there.
Yeah.
But because it's like one person's doing it right and then everybody else is like, ugh. Like Elaine dancing.
Yep. We get that a lot at the powwow. because, you know, Cammy's parents run it.
Oh, yeah.
And you always have those, like, weird white people who come in and they're just all of a sudden trying to be part of it. And you're just like, dude, just buy some fucking shit and get out of here. Right?
Seriously, that seems so shitty and disrespectful, honestly. Like,
kind of. I mean, that,
it's like, even if you're like, even if you're married to a Native American lady and no, just one of them. It's like that even then, that still seems like a little, like, if you're surrounded by like 150 Native Americans, you know, mm-hmm. and you're doing, it's like, come on, like, have a little decency, yeah. and like self-respect.
Just watch.
Like,
yeah.
don't you understand like what's happening here? It's mm-hmm. not about you.
Yep.
It's about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just buy something.
Yeah.
And go away. Get a taco. Get an Indian yeah. taco and get the fuck yeah. out of here. Let's see this lady have perhaps the scariest day of her life happen. She's okay. Give you the heads up. She's driving on this bridge. This car does something. Oh, dude. And so the truck goes off the side of the bridge but gets hung up. To where
oh, they swerved because that person's off the side or something? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. But that's her view. It has a dash cam of what she's yeah. looking at, dude. And that's scary shit. There's a truck. This guy, yeah, I guess he hit that one. Hits her truck, but how does she not? She's turning the other way. I guess it fucked up her axle or something. You know what I mean? She yeah. couldn't stop herself from going over the edge.
Yeah.
And then she's just dangling. Oh, so scary, dude. Oh, my God. But
that's a good point. It must have, because she definitely was like full turning and kept
turning
going
the opposite direction, right?
If yeah. anything, it would have probably went bad if it had. Like, it, you know, I mean, she was overcorrected because nothing was happening, I suppose. But
her name is Sydney Thomas.
Oh, she's hanging there right there?
Yeah, that's her right there.
Dude, that's nuts.
Yeah, they had to bring in a helicopter, maybe? Let's see. We can check out this video, too.
This is Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, Cisco.
Somehow dangling off the
oh,
edge
wow.
of the Clark Memorial Bridge. We don't know exactly how this happened yet. Rescue crews trying to get to him now. When they
yeah, it's hanging, man. She was right stuck street. In there for God only knows how long before they got all their shit together to save her.
But this rescuer went down.
Holy cow, dude. Look at how, like...
And we couldn't believe what I was
luckily, she's got so shit in the back end there, you know?
Yeah, no shit, yeah.
Like, thank God so-and-so ordered heavy today.
Meanwhile, there's a Nathan out there going, I don't have any hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, seriously.
Fucking Cisco,
seriously.
Man.
You fucked me, man. You fucked me, dude. Now I'm going to get my ass chewed.
They had to pull out a crane to come get her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So they've been working at it.
But yeah, she's all right. Her name was Sydney Thomas, but that's just a scary ass day, man. Holy shit. Yeah, no thanks. What is she doing delivering food, though? Like, okay, maybe that was a little bit of a sexist statement. Sorry. I know what those truck drivers do all day, and there's some heavy ass shit they're delivering on a daily basis. And sometimes they're delivering them downstairs and shit. And
I'm just going to say, we have seen some truck drivers that do almost fuck all, dude. She could do all of what those dudes are doing, man. Like, right. Some of those guys are like literally getting down on their knees to put stuff down that ramp.
Oh, really?
I'm like,
oh,
as yeah. bad as my back is, like, yeah. I would not fucking do that, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yep. We have a ramp at work, and sometimes things go flying down there. There was a hole yeah. in the wall. That's how fucking
yeah.
fast it goes. Anyway, we'll move on from that. Then there was the Jerry Springer show in Congress. Did you see this? With your fake eyelashes. These are Congress people.
Oh, I was thinking, picturing Seinfeld, but yes.
No, it's MTG. Who's MTG? Marjorie
Management.
Taylor Greene.
Oh, God.
She's a crazy person, right?
I hate that cunty lady.
Involved is also the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And then there's another lady, a black
I bet
lady.
They're both shitty cunty ladies.
Jasmine Crockett. But they basically get into what is essentially a verbal catfight in Congress. Okay? They're talking about real issues. They're trying to solve things in this nation.
They're trying to do it like the British way.
And they're just, yes. And they're just yelling at each other about
eyelashes. You're a fucking idiot and your mom raised you like a fucking nanny.
You cunt. But yeah, here's the fucking fight. This is what people in charge are doing. It drives me fucking insane.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising who?
Who, bitch? Oil. Who said oil?
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about. I think
your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on.
Listen.
Oh,
Mr. Chairman, we need to order your committee.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words.
Let's take them down.
Absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
This is in
girl.
Congress.
We're going to move and we're going to take them down.
I second that motion. So who will have to pay? That Ms. Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she should apologize. No, Terry.
Okay, hold on. Then, after Mr. Perry, she'll be recognized, then Ms.
I'm not apologizing. Well, then, okay, you're reserve not the right to
I am not apologizing.
Now, let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me?
Mr. Chairman, the minority...
It's self-evident.
You're not of order.
You don't have enough intelligence.
Order. Chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike the...
That's two requests to strike.
This is why nothing is getting solved in this fucking
country.
Seriously,
dude.
These are adults.
Yeah.
These are adults running the country. And this is what they're talking about. And, you know, a lot of people have made comments about, like, this is what happens when you let women in Congress. And, you know, to a degree, this argument here is very female. But none of these other assholes are doing anything either.
Yeah.
They're all useless. They're all fucking useless.
And, I mean, this is what we get today, but really it's only a matter of time until we've seen it before with Trump and shit, and like, yeah, you're a fucking idiot, you know, yeah, you know, the things he would say is just like crazy and outrageous, but it's just like the other guy is like raised and beaten and trained in a way that he's not allowed to like retort back like that.
Yeah.
And these women obviously weren't, you know, raised and beaten in a way to teach them.
There's more.
Not take the words.
There's another motion to strike her words again.
All right, okay, here's the correct apology. Ms. Green, do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike my words, but I'm not apologizing.
Without objection.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built bush body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
What now?
Can you repeat the phrase?
I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
to find clarification on what
Chairman, motion to strike those words.
I have no idea what you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys. Earlier, literally just
said, you just voted to do it. I was trying to get clarification.
Look at calm down.
This country's fucking doomed, man. I just can't watch any more of it. It's just so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel like I got like kind of politically charged there for a minute, but now it's just so like, it's just all so much like just fucking dumb noise. And I wonder if that's like how... Was it this way in the 90s and we were just too young, you know? Like,
maybe.
But,
maybe.
I mean, the media, the outlet for it didn't exist like it does today.
No,
so it's like, it's not the same.
Right. I think it might have been more underground in the 90s or 80s, 90s.
But do you think people were getting away with talking to each other in forums like that back in the 90s? Like, they're like, no, you get the fuck out of here. Yeah. You know, like, you get fired, I feel like.
Nice try, fat thighs.
Yeah. I feel like you get fired from your job.
Fuck you, you little ugly motherfucker.
Whereas now there's so much of like a social media aspect of a political position. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like if you're a political figure, you should have to unplug your social media, you know?
There was this political ad I saw.
It's like, you can reach me through my skeezy email that's tied to my Ashley Madison account.
Yeah. Check out this political ad here.
In America, you can be anything you want.
That's a political ad, no joke.
Just don't be gay.
It says it's a female running for some political office in Missouri. And she's running down the street with what looks like a bulletproof vest on?
Yeah, right? That's what I thought. Word.
And she's saying, in America, you could be anything you want. Just don't be weak and gay.
Yeah.
That's literally this ad. Don't be weak and gay. Stay fucking hard. She curses in a political ad. Be fucking hard. Then it just goes to pictures of her being a true American around American flags and semi-automatic rifles. You know what I mean? Which is what America is, right? It's insane what's going on. Yeah. And it's why, and you know, older people have argue all the time, like, you got to get out there and vote and make a change. We are so disillusioned with all of it. It's all horse shit. You went out and voted,
yeah.
Right? These people who are telling me to go out and vote. You went out and voted.
Yeah.
And I just watched a cat fight in Congress.
Yeah.
Tell me what the fuck is actually changing with your votes.
Yeah. And that was amongst Republicans.
Yeah, it was a complete insanity, dude. It's insanity.
Yeah.
What is going on? And people my age, unfortunately, because it is going to lead to the destruction of this country, but we're done. We want nothing to fucking do with it. I don't care.
Now, this lady here, like, she's not getting elected, right? But she might. That's Missouri.
Possibility.
You know?
That lady who was twerking in her videos fucking got elected.
Word.
For a second term.
Where was she at?
I unfortunately I don't know if I...
Twerky McGurkey?
If I'm remembering
it
correctly.
Yeah, so Missouri, I feel like there's a good chance actually that probably works in Missouri, you know?
Yeah, I mean, she's speaking... This is the problem. You speak to the lowest common denominator, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the lowest common... There's that that fucking Islamic dude I saw a short video of, and he's like, democracy is good because people can vote... But the people...
No, it's like, the democracy is for the people.
Yes.
By the people.
Yeah.
Of the people.
But the people are retarded.
Yeah. That guy...
he's got a point.
I love that. But that guy is... that documentary Wild Wild Country, I can't remember his name.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
That's him?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. I could tell I want nothing to do with that man, but in that one moment, he made a lot of fucking sense, man.
I will say, even in the documentary, he says a lot of things. You hear him say a lot of things that are like, you know, it's like...
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's just one of those guys who immediately takes on virgin brides as soon as he gets power. Anyway, that's the state of our country. Sorry, we got to be the ones to tell you, but it's all fucked. And just enjoy the ride while it's going, because it's coming to an end soon with the way these people act. Like, I just find it so disrespectful with, like, because when I watch that Congress video, I think about all the struggles I have in life because of the system that isn't properly functioning.
Yeah.
And how much it has affected me and others I care about. And these people are sitting there talking about fucking fake eyelashes. Fuck you. Get them out immediately.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This is the thing. It's like, that's just like frustrating, is it's easy for me to say that Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, especially of all those people, she stands out as a sore thumb of like, yuck. Like, what are you doing here, lady? Like, you don't belong here. You don't deserve to be here. You're kicking your feet around and you're fucking everything up. You're even making like your own party struggle because of like, you're just fucking wild, outlandish, like shit. And like, she's just trying to be a celebrity in government.
And
you
she was elected.
Yeah.
She was elected by people. So the people are retarded. I need to pull that fucking clip.
Yeah.
For real. Let's wrap this bitch up. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm burping up McDonald's. It doesn't feel good. What did we learn about today?
Oh, man. What happened in the beginning there?
So much stuff, dude. So much stuff. This show is just education.
The bear thing. There's like a shark thing, I think.
Something about the moon.
I mean, I did learn stuff, but it's like sub-perceptual, okay?
We know, we learned that this show is gay.
Yeah.
Steve is gay.
Dude, honestly, dude, Steve, that was like the best laugh of the whole show. I gotta say, man, that was absolutely hilarious. Just like the writing of it. I feel like the wording and everything, just it was well done in that voice.
Yep.
That whatever that was is not perfect, but it gets it across very well. Like,
so we should hire Tiffany as a writer. Is that what we're saying?
That's possible.
Yep.
You should. I got you, babe.
We learned that you know, drive-by shootings happen sometimes. That can be dangerous.
Yeah, that's like, man, that little Carol dude dropping there. That's just. I'm glad to hear that she's fine.
Yeah. But at the end, she goes to run, but it hit her in the leg.
Yeah, she just dropped, like,
she just
sack dropped. Of potatoes.
She tried to run, and her leg failed.
And then that older kid just fucking tumbled real hard, too, and
it's crazy.
It hit her leg? Is that what you said? It hit her leg?
Yeah. We learned that the Mirage is closing. We learned that Haven, you know, he understands anxiety like the both of us.
I spared you guys at least like an hour and a half of like just Vegas rambling. So be thankful for that.
And finally, we just reinstated the fact that our government is faulty and is no longer functioning correctly. So
yeah, they've had some oversights. Like those guys, they made a really good draft on that old-timey paper with their old-timey pens.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of oversights.
Yep.
Fuck you!
Check us out on Facebook, Couldn't Care Less, also on Buzzsprout.com. That's our mother site. It's got all our episodes on it, but we're also on Spotify and Apple Music and Stitcher and all those podcast-catching apps. Download, pretty please. It really helps us out. The more downloads you do, the better the show gets. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Facebook Messenger or at nobodylistenstothispodcast@gmail.com. We really appreciate it. Love hearing from everybody. Thanks, Haven. Thanks, Tiffany. Nathan, last words?
Yeah, there was something that I thought like I wanted to redact at the end of the episode, and I don't remember now. So if there's anything that the listeners heard that was like, dude, that was fucked up, like, that's what it was.
Okay, gotcha.
My mom fucked me. No, I stand by that, okay? My dad did fuck me, okay? When he screwed up my career path and all that.
And this is Steve. Thanks for listening. Love, love, love. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye, everybody.
Peace. Whatever is the store, I'm ready for sure. With the attitude of wealth and the gratitude of the poor. The balance is the challenge and I sit so still. Between callous and analysis, but this no frill. I'm off the chain, been that way since slaves inflate. From 93 till infinity, I'm stated in ways. This etched in stone, the age where we market ourselves. I'm still all about the music, I don't monitor the plays. I don't monitor the hits and I don't monitor the clicks. I monitor the snare drum in the bottom of kicks. Is anybody left to still fuck with this true shit? Well, let me hear you scream over top of this crew shit. Hey, yo, this so real. Now know what we're saying, but I'ma go this steal. Living in the moment, got a hopeless feel. But the feeling in itself got its own appeal. I'm attracted to the lights in the distance. The closer that I get and the brighter my wish gets. Excited by the risk and the chances I'm taking. Not sure what I'm putting my faith in, but I'ma be alright.